Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to
late again, that song that never grows old. Played again, that melody that lifts my soul, and it takes me away to a place of praise, up where I belong. And that song goes on and on and on. Amen. Played again. Can't you hear that old conductor now striking up the band, playing melodies and harmonies that sound so grand? I cannot contain the sweet refrain, this music in my ears, and where his thoughts is in my heart. Listen to it ringing, I just gotta sing it. Play it again, that song that never grows old. Play it again, that melody that lifts my soul, and it takes me away to a place of praise, up where I belong. That song goes on and on and on. Amen. Play it again. Do you know that joy that rises up when you praise the Lord? Does your heart keep a beat when you move your feet to the joyful noise? I cannot keep still, no peace until I sing the glory down. One thing is clear, we can start right here. The melody is easy. Come along and join me. Play it again. That song that never grows old. Play it again. That melody that lifts my soul, and it takes me away to a place of praise, up where I belong. And that song goes on and on and on. Amen. Play it again. Can you hear the sounding brass? The drums and the cymbals make my spirit dance. The keys chiming on the improvising. But step aside, make room for me. Add my voice to the symphony. One more time, can I sing it, please? That lifts my soul, and it takes me away to a place of praise, up where I belong. And that song goes on and on and on. That song goes on and on and on. That song goes on and on.
Wow, did you enjoy Ida's music? But I know you don't want to leave here without hearing our Father's voice. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to announce to you that our Father is in the house. If you're excited as I am, rise to your feet. Let's welcome Bishop Dykewood Mills.
I'm not afraid to die. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and thank God for tonight. Thanks for your blessing today, Lord. What a blessing to be in your house. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. How many are already spoken to by the Lord? Through the songs. Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So when a song is a spiritual song, it can speak. You'll be spoken to by the song. So when you have a song that you cannot hear the words, it doesn't fall into that category. When it's just noise making and the sound that voices, you can't hear exactly what is being said, or so much poetry that you cannot really make out what is being said, then it is not falling into the category of spiritual songs, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So songs speak to you. And it's one of the ways you become filled with the Spirit. All right? So we are already spoken to tonight in this concert. And I thank God for all the stars. And it has been a star-studded night. Old stars have been recovered back. In those days, they were not called stars. They were called BDs. But it was the same as a star. And we are believing God that next week, Sunday, which is the last of the series of concerts, we are going to have one more of the BDs joining them. Flying in all the way for the concert. Wow. That's fantastic. Some of you see these bishops, you don't know that they can sing. You thought they were preachers, and make it a little clearer. It's not clear. It's not clear. I can't hear it clearly. You think they are only preachers, but that is how the church is. That's where you start. You start. Most of my bishops were either ushers, singers, I mean, ball boys, people that you sent on errand, go and buy this and come. Go and buy bread, come. Go and buy granats and come. Plugs, and buy plugs. Yes. Wow. So, every one of you that is here tonight has a destiny. A glorious destiny. As you are today, you need to see the picture of your future. Because your future is very bright. If you are young enough and you are here, you are receiving wisdom that is going to make you a king. To rule in this life. There are many obstacles, challenges, problems, issues. There is nobody who's come to this world and not seen a lot of things. But God seems to be equipping you early. Putting ammunition in your hand. Weapons in your soul. To fight and cut off the head of the enemy. The serpents that are harassing you, their heads are going to be cut off. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, a little bit of volume, Mr. Man. Today I want to continue on the wisdom of a king. Amen. Turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter 8. And verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find out the knowledge of witty inventions. If you are in the church and you don't find out the knowledge of a witty invention called WhatsApp, you have not wisdom. You lack wisdom. Because the WhatsApp is a witty invention. Through that invention, I say WhatsApp. WhatsApp, a podcast. So I say podcast. But WhatsApp too is also one of the witty inventions. If you don't have the podcast, you are arming yourself. All the tapes and CDs that you would have bought that are just delivered to you in your room, wherever you are, free, is a witty invention. You must have it. You must have a phone that is like that. You don't have it, pray for it. God will send it. Look, believe very much in the presence and operation of angels. Because when Elijah was in the desert, he felt somebody waking him. He said, wake up. And there was an angel. And the angel said, arise and eat. And then when he looked, the angel had provided food, water, and all the things that he needed to eat. And he ate them. And it was supernatural. He went on the strength of that meal for 40 days and nights. So, expect an angel to wake you up and say, here's your phone. Here's your phone. Here's your phone. Yes, there's the phone. Expect an angel to tap you and say, that's the beloved. Expect it. The prophecy you believe is the one that will happen to you. Are you listening to me? Angels accompany Christians all the time. Kenneth Hagin had a vision when Jesus appeared to him, and behind Jesus was a taller person, and he asked the Lord, who is that? The one standing behind you. I mean, he had these fantastic visions, and the Lord said, this tall fellow behind me is your angel. And Kenneth Hagin was shocked. He said, me? He said, yeah. He's with you all the time. He said, have you not read in my word where he said, speaking about the children, he said that their angels are always beholding the face of the Lord. So when you are a child, you have an angel. And he said, when you grow up, he doesn't go away. Yeah. He doesn't go away. So when he saw the guy standing behind, huge, he said he was a huge fella. In America, fella. He said it was a huge fella. That's the words that he used. It was a huge fella. So he asked, what is he going to do? He said, he is going to bring you some money by this date. Yeah. And he said, exactly to the day, he had the money. Yeah. And you only as a natural, something is happening, but it was the angel that was in operation. Another time he had a fantastic vision. He saw his son-in-law walking on the street followed by three dogs. Yes. Three dogs were following his daughter's husband. And the Lord showed him that these dogs are evil spirits that are constantly harassing and affecting your son-in-law. And that is why his marriage is the way and his life is going the way it is going. And he saw the three of them. Three spirits. He Some of us, we have certain problems in our life. It's evil spirits. And the Lord told him, pray and say, I command you to desist in your maneuvers and stop your operations against my son-in-law. Yes, desist in your operations, desist in your maneuvers and stop your operations. Yes. Every dog in your life that is following you comes to an end tonight. In Jesus' name. And you see, his son-in-law was inconsistent. He said that is why he can't keep a job. He can't do certain things. Always going to this problem, comes out, that problem comes like that. So spiritual beings are real. Your eyes will open. You'll be amazed at what is around us. Yeah, chariots are chariots, flaming swords, hundreds of angels. Oh, arms and arms and arms and arms. Hey, legions. Jesus said, how could I ask my father? When Jesus was on earth, he knew about the angels. It's like here, there, when he's going to pray, he will ask for angels. He said, do you think I could not ask my father? He would give me 12 legions of angels now. So, Charlie, be asking God for reinforcements. Angels of provision. Pastors.
Yes, sir.
Call on angels to bring members to the church. Because he said, and I'll send forth my angels to gather the elect. So there are angels that gather people. I see the gathering angel release into the church. In Jesus' name. Now, I've already finished preaching because I was going to preach for 10 minutes and it's 10 minutes already. But just for the sake of formality, I haven't even read the verse. Mercy. I was talking about witty inventions. Then it says in verse 15, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Always consider wisdom to be a person. A person. It will help you to understand what wisdom is. He says, I love them that love me. If you love him, if you love wisdom, you will be loved by wisdom. If you love the word will love you. If you love Jesus, he will love you. So open your heart to love and believe that wisdom is a wonderful thing. When you hear a verse which says that by wisdom a house is built, it's difficult to understand why wisdom is what is used to build a house. Because we all know that or feel that money is what you need. But believe the statements that are made about wisdom. It will really help you. When you believe, you will pray about it and pray for it all the time. You'll find it a priority. Because all of us feel we are wise. So it's not something you easily pray for. Well, everybody feels it's wise. It's like your wisdom is what you are using. But actually, there is so much wisdom, more wisdom and more knowledge, more understanding, more revelation, more insight, more truth, which is very precious today that you can have. And that revelation and wisdom will change your life and really change your level. And the Bible says, it is by wisdom that kings are able to rule or lead. And you can see, Ghana doesn't need resources. You see, most financial problems are not solved usually by earning more money. Because if anything, Ghana has had more money in the last few years because we just started having oil, which we never had before. And I don't know whether things are going better or worse in the nation. You can decide for yourself. I don't know. I can't tell. You can tell. But getting more income, like Nigeria, more oil, more things, doesn't really change people's lives. sometimes it even worsens your life by having a moment. That is why people go to America and they become worse off than people who they left behind. Yes. True. You may not know. So anyway, there is a kind of leadership, kind of wisdom that will make you a great leader. Do you want to receive that wisdom? Now somebody says, well, I don't need to be a leader. I just want to be a housewife. Yes. But even as a housewife, you need to lead yourself to behave in a certain way. Otherwise, you will not even be a happy person. Yes. Because you may just be a woman. You know, like most of you young girls, going to get married. Most of you are empty heads. It's true. When you step aside, you can see that these are empty heads. But you think you know everything. Because you've watched films, you've seen your parents, you've seen how life is. So you think you know what is happening, what's coming, what is going, this, that, that. You think. But when you are, it's like when you see somebody who is primary school, class 6 and class 4, and the person says, you know, there are 3 arms of government, the legislature, the this and that. You just look at them and say, look at this. You know, it's a child. Class 5, and you are talking about the arms of government, and you feel that you know. But actually, you, because you are at where you are, you can see it's an empty shell. And it's the same thing. You know, that is what we lack. It's wisdom. Yes, wisdom. And not just any ordinary wisdom. Different types of wisdom. And this is the kind of wisdom that you need to lead. Leading human beings requires a whole lot of wisdom. The other day, I was talking to one of my bishops about leading people. I told him, this is not how to lead this kind. Different types of people, different strokes for different folks. You don't lead everybody in the same way. Different ways you lead people. Handle people differently. This type you lead like this. This type you lead like this. This type you lead like this. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, you must acquire wisdom, even not anything to lead yourself. Lead yourself into a good state, happy state, a blessed state. Into a better life. Yes. The difference between the poor continent and the rich continent is the type of leadership they have, not the type of intelligence. Its leadership is different from intelligence. Ghana has never had a leader who is not intelligent. In fact, God has blessed us with very intelligent people. Yes. One of whom is President Rawlings. When he starts speaking and he gives illustrations, a lot of people are not able to understand his illustration. But actually, he's actually explaining it with a window. He's even giving an illustration of the principle. But people don't understand it. Rather revealing their ignorance. Yes. We have never had a non-intelligent leader. There are some countries that have had non-intelligent leaders. I don't want to mention their names. Yes. What do you think? But being intelligent is quite different from being a leader. Okay? So, my time is already gone by 5 minutes now. But I want to just give you one point that I want to explain to you and tell you. Do not be that kind of leader. Okay? And that is the leadership of a child. Wow. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. It says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of their paths. Isaiah 3, verse 4. Then he will appoint children to rule over them, and anarchy will prevail. New Living Testament, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4. He will appoint children. The punishment God is going to give is to give children to rule. So you can now assess your personal life by asking yourself whether you have the leadership of a child. Okay? Because when a child is appointed as a leader, or a person whose leadership is like the leadership of a child, of your own life, forget about leading any company or leading any group. Just think about yourself. Just lead yourself. Okay? So the punishment, you see, God is amazing. So that when he's punishing you, you know, what he will do as the punishment, you sometimes can't even imagine it. He said, I'll punish you. You know what? I will make children your rulers. It's like the consequence of having children as your rulers is so profound. It's like an ultimate punishment. An ultimate punishment. Yes. It's an ultimate punishment to give you a child as a leader. It will not tell you, you know something? This is the newly appointed leader. Let us now look at what is going to happen when somebody is leading with characteristic of a child. Number one, disorganization and confusion. Have you ever seen children's rooms where they sleep? Huh? Some of you may not know, but if you see small children, where they dwell is the most confused department of the house. Has it happened to you before?
Yes.
Are you the child who was confused?
Yes.
Bringing disorganization, confusion, everything is bizarre. I mean, you can't find a child moving around to tidy up the place. Therefore, if you see cities which are characterized by confusion, rubbish everywhere, rubbish in gutters, rubbish everywhere, cars being sold on the road, people selling canvas shoes and other types of shoes on the road. Not on the walkway, on the road. I will not mention any country, but you can choose your own country that you know is characterized by that. I don't want anybody to say I said anything about. And anybody who take my words out of context, I tell you, you must know that something from a secret place will find you. Watch it. You watch and see. Now, I don't know if you know any places where there are. A lot of kiosks, tables, containers, second-hand toilets, second-hand fridges. Sport cars, car engines, umbrellas, televisions for repairs, buses that don't work, sport microwaves, all over the place. You get the impression that you are in a child's bedroom. And you should know that people that are in charge are manifesting the leadership of a child. He said, the punishment I'll give you is that the people that I will put in charge, they are like children in the way they think and the way they lead. Yeah. But I didn't write the Bible. And I mean. So what I wanted to ask you is that if where you live has these characteristics, your room, okay, your house, your environment, whether you are in America or in Ghana or London, then we must be questioning whether there is a child leader somewhere in the area. What do you think? It's a characteristic of... I didn't write the Bible. It's a punishment for God. So these people, okay, I know what I'll do for them. I'll give them a child to be their leader. Obviously, it's not a literal child, but it's a person whose leadership, not his thinking, no. It's not his thinking. It's intelligence, and it's obviously of a grown-up. You can't, no child can come and lead. It's obviously a grown-up, but the way the person practices leadership has these characteristics: disorganization, confusion, chaos, bola. I know a certain country that has a river that passes through the city. And around the river are formed slums and shacks and unbelievable communities are spreading. I don't want to mention the name of that country. Thousands of people are being made to live and are allowed to live and to spread. You know? You wouldn't believe that there is somebody in charge. One day I was in a certain country driving. There were three lanes that had been made in that country. Two of the lanes, they were selling shoes, clothes. People have spread their clothes on the tarmac, on the highway. Full. So when you get there, you would think that something, they said some traffic, something is happening. No. People are selling their things on the road, from the pavement to the second lane, leaving one lane for you to pass through. Yes. You would think that, is there a leader? Is there a leader of the area? Yes. Yes. It's fantastic. One day I visited a certain country and the brother told me that somebody in his area started a plumbing business. He became a plumber and he bought a Toyota highest type of small minivan and wrote on it, John's Plumbing Works, and came home and parked his car at where he usually parks his car, in front of the house. All the people in the area rose up and said, you cannot park John's Plumbing Works car in this area. It is a residential area. We don't park John's Plumbing. It is turning into a commercial area. Don't do that here. He had to remove that John's Plumbing testing from there. Yes, I tell you. By you can build your house. Next door, you see that a school has been built by you. When you wake up in the morning, okay, what will you hear?
Blue, blue in everything I'm wearing. Blue, blue everywhere I go. Why do I always dress myself in blue? Because the policeman is the one I love. Blue! Hey!
First Corinthians 13 verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's a way of thinking that a child does. Point number two, and our last point for tonight, is that when you are when you have the leadership of a child, you have the leadership of people that don't understand the implications of serious issues. Yes. Children don't know what a serious thing is. I remember one sister whose father died, and she was just about 8 or 9 years old. So I asked her that, when your father died, how was it in the house? What were you doing? She said, oh. She came home and she continued to play with her friends. Yeah. But the mother was sitting there in black, wailing and crying and saying, what is going to happen to us? What is going to happen to our children? But the child was playing Aringa Ringa Roses. Playing Ampe. Video games. Huh? Because the child does not know what it means. Now, when people are children and are leaders, they don't know the implications of things as they unfold. Wow. When it's happened, they don't know what it means. What does it mean to have a standards board? I don't know whether I should say all the things that I'm going to talk about. We doesn't know what is in the paracetamol that you are eating. Huh? You didn't know what it means to have palm oil with, what do you call it? Or to have, what is it they're mixing with the fish that is painted. Fish that is painted with red paint and sold as red fish. Yes. They don't know the implications of allowing animals to be slaughtered in filth. Of allowing everybody to sell anything anywhere. The implications of checking in luggage over the weight of Nina, what is allowed. Yes. Of allowing government officials to travel all over the place all the time. You have a national airline. One day I remember one brother told me that he was working at Ghana Airways, and I think they were taking off from Dakar or somewhere. He said that there is a wall around the airport, and I think the passengers have packed the bags so full. You see, but there is a reason for weighing. It's a calculation. But you see, a child, when he's in charge of such big things, you know, there are people. There are white people, when they enter a plane, say, hey, a black man is a pilot. They become disturbed. A black man is a pilot. Because They are worried that somebody who doesn't know the implications of serious things is in charge. It's wild, though. He said to me that day, they took off and the plane couldn't lift. He said, look, we missed the world by just inches. Yes. Yes. You remember Kenya Airways from Abidjan? It took off. When you go into that, you find, and I'll leave you to diagnose yourself. Have you been to Abidjan? The runway, it goes like this. And this is the road. And after that is the sea. Well, it's better than we have in Accra. It's better than Accra. Because it's water after. So they took off. He couldn't go up. He couldn't go. You can find out yourself. I won't say it on the microphone, the cause, but you can. And they didn't go far. They just came into the water. Couldn't. And it was not far at all. It just couldn't stay up. When people are checking in, you may not know. But children don't understand the implications. If you've been on a plane, they'll say, can you sit here? Can you move here to balance the weight? You say, we have one person to sit here, one person. I've been on planes where they ask us to move to balance the weight in the plane. Just a human being. Yeah. So can you move to the right? Can you move to the side? Can one of you come here? Pilot wants to balance the weight in the plane before he takes off. Yes. Yeah. Many, many times that I've been on a plane. Children don't know what is the meaning of it. They don't understand it. That's why I said, that family, the father was dead. And I've been to a house once. The parent was dead and the children were playing basketball. Just carry on. They don't know what it means. When the Kenya Airways fell into the water, those who could swim, you come out, there's an exit. So they came out. And some who could swim, you know, that is why I tell you, you must know how to swim. And if you don't know how to swim, make sure your child knows how to swim. It's very important. Those who could swim started swimming from where they were. Oh, just here you could see. The first person to get to the shore was a Frenchman from France. Yes. The second person was a Nigerian. Yes. I know, listen, I know somebody who checked someone into that flight. Yes, I know someone who checked into that flight. He flew from Accra to Abidjan, continued from Abidjan, a Ghanaian. He was found by divers at the bottom of the water in the plane. Divers went to the bottom of the sea to take his body out of the plane. Yes, out of his chair. Yes. And obviously, he couldn't swim. I don't know. You will be a swimmer in Jesus' name. The implications. A nation which has people that don't know how to swim do not know the implications. In England, they have arguments about the number of people per swimming pool. Yes, in every community. That these people have too many people per pool. We need more pools. Because if you don't know how to swim, water means death. That's what you don't realize. Water means death to you. A river, a sea, a pool, everything is death for you. A lake, anything is death. But if you know how to swim, when we throw you in, you just start to swim. That's all. You are the next swimmer to be released in the system in Jesus' name. Hey! And there are other implications, but you wouldn't know. When you don't have, when people vote and they feel that when I voted, you said that those places, anywhere where when there are 215 people, human beings living in that area who have registered to vote, and they vote, and 360 people vote where there are only 215. That is what we call overvoting. That if there is anything like that, anywhere, it will be cancelled. But when the time comes, you don't cancel it. People don't know the implications of what they are doing. Or if you say, if you spend all the money, you see, I'm talking about leadership. If you spend the money to make cards and biometrically register our eyes, our fingertips, every aspect of us. Okay? And after, you tell us that no biometric registration, no vote. And all these people don't have the biometric registration and they vote. A person who is a child may not understand the implication of what they are doing. Or, if you say, I'm appointing you as a presiding officer, which means that you are like the ambassador of the Electoral Commission. Unless you sign this election, it is not valid. And you have many, many results from many places where the main person who is the ambassador of the Electoral Commission never saw the paper to sign it. And you have accepted all those results and say that it doesn't matter. A child does not know the meaning of what he has brought about. You see, the grown-up is dead, but the grown-ups are sad. But the children are playing basketball. Because they don't know what it means. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So when you are a child and you don't go to school, you don't know the implication. So I'm doing dancing in school. I'm doing this. I just want to do this. I don't want to go to university. You don't know the implication. That's why I don't know why parents are so concerned about school. Later on, you see that perhaps the best thing you can give to your child is education. But children don't know what it means. Yeah, they just don't know what it means. So grow up. Try to know the implication. That is why we will not allow a lay person to convert a church into his church and become full-time with a church that we sent you as a lay person. The people don't know the implications of that thing. And when you start doing that, everybody whose financial life is not working well will rise up and say that, why am I going to work at this place? I've got a church here in Mamobi. Let me just take it as my business. After all, monkey they work, baboon they chop. So that is why we will not allow that. When a person breaks away from the church, you know, my time is long ago. It's been a long time. But I'm just saying something. When a person breaks away and leaves. One time my brother broke away in another country. And then he went just 5 minutes away and started in a church with some of our members. Then afterward he came to see me and was asking that he should be accepted. But you see, somebody who doesn't know the implications will just accept, oh, we are all brothers, don't worry, it's the same work. We are all doing the work of God. It doesn't really matter. Once, you know, you are preaching and we are all in the house of God, let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs lie is not in the Bible. That's the first point. It's not in the Bible. Let sleeping dogs lie. Where did you hear that? So I told him, close down that church and come back. And come and apologize to all the pastors that you have done something wrong. You know, I said myself, I will never accept you. Yes. Because if I accept you, you see, it's the implications. You see, a child will not know what it means, what is going to happen. Then it means you are telling everybody who is faithful, you see what this brother did? Do the same. Feel free to do the same. When you do it, it will one day be accepted. Just come, put some money in an envelope and bring an offering. The man of God will accept you. You get the blessing and you go. I told him, I said, I will never accept that church. Close the church and come. Other than that, nothing. Don't attend my meeting. Don't come. Don't come and sit. One day I came, a brother, he had left the church, broken away, and so on. Then he came to sit in the front. I said, out, take him out. Take him out now. Because when you sit there, it's like I approve of your presence. I don't approve of your presence. You may think that it's hard, but you don't understand the implications. Because you are a child. You are a child. A lot of things children did not know. I tell you, the father was dead. You are 8 years old, 9 years old. You don't know that. How will you go to school? How will your mother look after you? Where will she get money to carry you forward for the next 20 years? Hey, how is it going to be with all these children? The child has no knowledge. All he knows, I almost scored. Oh, okay, 2-1. The scores are 6-3. Okay, come, let's start. 2. Okay, I'm pay. Then you are playing because you are a child. So, a child doesn't know what is happening. But from today, you are going to understand complex issues. How many are ready to learn new things? Somebody sent me a document that has 250 pages of something that happened far away in court. 250 pages. He asked me whether I'm interested. I said, I'm interested. When I saw it, I started reading the laws. Hey! And I don't know anything about the law. But I started reading because there are serious issues. Look, if you are a child, it's nothing to you. But when you grow up, you realize, I must understand the issues. That is why, like these election petitions and so on, I've explained to you 3 points. How many understood the 3 points? You haven't signed, they've run away with the paper. They said, this is the result. And then you are standing and say, I say, I've not signed it. I say, it's not a valid. They say, it's valid. You can't disenfranchise. You can't disenfranchise Ghanaians. You have a right to vote. Wow. That is why you see the chaos and the confusion everywhere. Yes. People don't know the implications of what they are doing. Yeah. But you'll be a better leader. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. My children shall lead them. But you will not be a child in Jesus' name. Wow. How many realize that things are serious, but it doesn't look serious? Isn't it? Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
After the Second World War, they arrested all the top commanders of the German army. They could have shot them, but they decided to try them and after shoot them. Do you see? Do you see? Because it's an advanced society. They understand the implications of the things. Yeah. Do you get it? The importance of law. So that's why you hear this when they are talking. The rule of law and this, those words that they use. This is what it actually means. It doesn't mean much, but it means this. They have big, big words when they are campaigning for election. More complex things must be understood. Don't shy away from reading because it's opening your eyes to complex, fantastic issues. Lift your hand and receive the impartation of wisdom to lead yourself out of disorganization, chaos, poverty, and backwardness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Thanks a million for your great impartation right now. Receive a deliverance from confused states of poverty, chaos, backwardness, debt, shabbiness, confusion. In Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. You are the best leader that Ghana ever produced. In Jesus' name. Your leadership will be spoken about. Your leadership will be spoken about. Your leadership will be spoken about. People will comment on your leadership. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you that your children are being imparted to by a great mighty spirit. Wisdom by me, kings rule, princes decree justice. They are going to rule. I said they are going to rule and decree justice. Thank you, Jesus, for this great impartation. In Jesus' name, amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want to give your life to God. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, wherever you are standing, I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell, Pastor. I want to go to heaven. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. Hi. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is a wonderful thing. Lead yourself out of confusion into salvation, into heaven. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Come, 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 come. If you've lifted your hand, come.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing.
Come on, I want to pray with you. Let us pray. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am sorry for my wicked ways. Today I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. I receive Christ. Say, I receive Christ. I receive Christ. I receive Christ. I believe in Christ as my Savior from today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, Where do they go, please? Can you follow our pastor who is lifting his hand? Lift your hand very high so they can see. Go with our pastor here for 1 minute and you'll come back and join us. Please go this way. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ewitt Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewittmills.org. God richly bless you.